Blog Talk Radio.
Secret password is tractor. Today's early bird secret password is tractor.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show, brought to you by Tractor Supply, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens, and national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon to Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Tractor Supply. Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. And you can find all the great Ware products here. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. Introducing the Chicken Fountain, a new way to water your flock. The Chicken Fountain will change your life and keep your chickens healthier by providing clean, fresh water every time. No more daily cleaning of dirty chicken waterers. This semi-sealed system keeps every drop of water fresh and clean. Proudly made in the USA, the Chicken Fountain will provide your flock with fresh, clean water for years to come. To order your Chicken Fountain, visit chickenfountain.com. That's chickenfountain.com. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, the world's only live radio show all about backyard poultry, so poultry, sustainable living, gardening, cooking, you name it, but specifically about backyard poultry. Hope you're doing well today on this Wednesday. It is hump day, halfway through the week, and I was just kind of reflecting, looking out the back window here at the chicken coops and the tractor and the barn and the ponds and the whole nine yards here, and I was just thinking, hey, you know, in about 2 days, we're going to have a wonderful, beautiful little addition to our family, Lily Ann, Ann with an E, Lily with one L, L-I-L-Y, and really looking forward to it. And like I told you earlier in the week, it really, really hit home when I was adding the car seat to the SUV. I have Caleb's, booster seat, at his age in there. And then the car seat, putting Caleb's old car seat in there for Lily. And it, at that point, hit home thinking, there's not any room in this back seat. Hey, we're about to have a new addition. So, you know, for the 9 months, you plan on getting ready and things like that. And the last 2 weeks, you're really humping it, trying to get ready for everything. But I've been doing a lot of work around the homestead. Got some strawberry plants yesterday. Jen loves strawberries. So does Caleb. And I can't eat them because all the seeds. But I was stopped just on a whim, no particular reason, stopped by the little farm and garden store here in Montezuma. And they had bought a flat of strawberry plants, and because I knew we had some baskets in the barn, finally cleaned out the barn. I had some of those peat moss hanging baskets, had three of them, and I had I thought, you know, this would be great. So Jen loves strawberries, 'tis the season, so I bought a flat of strawberry plants and it's a flat, but I believe it was 9 4-inch pot, something like that. And came home and rigged up a little thing for him to hang on the lattice. We've got 3 4-foot by 8-foot lattice that we put up about 3 years ago, right before we moved down here. I guess it's about 2 years ago. And we just planted some raspberries to grow up the lattice. Got 3 raspberry plants this week we got in the ground. And so I rigged up some things with a little 1x4 hanger and hung those baskets on the right post of the lattice. It looks real good, I must say. And she helped plant the plants yesterday, got her outside in the beautiful sun, clear day. It was gorgeous. So hopefully we'll have some strawberries here shortly. I'd already noticed there were a couple on there about the size of a dime. And so hopefully we'll have some success with some strawberries this year for Jen and Kayla. But headed down to the post office this morning. Thought I might have 25 Isa Brown pullets there waiting on me, but I didn't. So they'll be here tomorrow. I knew they would either arrive today or tomorrow. They left Michigan yesterday from, I believe it was Townline Hatchery. And they'll be down here, 25 Isa Brown pullets. Yeah, it's a sex-link bird. If you weren't familiar, cross between a Rhode Island white and a Rhode Island red. We bought our first ones back in 2008. They were delivered on Election Day. We called them Obama birds. And out of all the breeds we've ever had, I'm talking Silkies, Saramas, Buff Orpingtons, Silver-Laced Wyandottes, Americanas, Black Osterlorps, Buff Orpingtons, Rhode Island Reds. We've had a great assortment over the years to show and share with people as they came to the backyard as we were helping them get them started in Atlanta. And these Isa Browns, let me tell you, they were the best layers we've ever owned, biggest eggs we've ever owned, the most consistent through the winter, the best personalities, even better than our Buff Orpingtons. And they were just great birds. So, you know, Jen, she wanted some more, so I said, that's fine. We'll go ahead and order 25. We got room for them here at the homestead. And so we got 25 on the way. They should be here, actually, tomorrow. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. Yeah, going to be really busy tomorrow, Christmas Chick. Tomorrow's Thursday. We'll be waking up early, heading over to the hospital for pre-op for Jen, and we'll get that taken care of. And that should be a fun time and kind of exciting time. So it's a brand spanking new hospital. It's only been finished for about a year. The last one in Americus several years back got destroyed by a violent tornado that came through the town. This one's state of the art. We visited and took a tour. The rooms are huge. Of course, private rooms. There's a wonderful fold-out couch that folds into a nice-sized sleeping area for Daddy. And we could have Caleb there in his pack and play if we wanted to. But it's really, you know how these OBGYN rooms delivery are. They try to make you feel right at home. Nice size bath and shower and restroom. And so anyway, so we got pre-op tomorrow at 10. And so no show tomorrow. We talked to you about that all week. So pre-op tomorrow at 10 and a no show tomorrow. And then we'll come home and I believe we're about as ready as we're ever going to be right now with the homestead to get everything geared up and inside and outside, family coming down, beds made up, the second house down right below us, beds made up, things like that, ready for family to come into town. So I guess we're as ready as when you're OCD and a planner like me, I guess I can say we're as ready as we're ever going to be. So bring on Caleb. Lily. No, Caleb too. And I bring on Lily Ann, and we're very excited. And so Friday, like I said, I will have everything I'll need to broadcast on Friday. But it just depends on, you know, how the C-section goes, how long it takes, when we get back into our private room, how long I have to get ready for the live broadcast at 12. I will keep the show scheduled. So you still might get an update on Friday at 11. Hey, show starts in an hour, but there may not be a show. If things are just a little too hectic with family and visitors and us getting, you know, Jen ready and nursing and things like that and all that goes involved. So, I'm going to try. Let's see. How do you know when Lily's birthday really should be? Well, her due date is the 22nd. And so normally, since she's breech, and Caleb was breech, as many of you know who listened to the show for a long time, Jen initially, her birth plan wanted the all-natural water birth with a doula and used birthing, hypnobirthing type of thing. She wanted all of that. I mean, she had it in her birth plan all written up. And Caleb never did turn. So he was breech the whole time. In fact, we were scheduled to do that Monday before that actually this coming Monday, back right before Caleb was born, she was going to go in and they were going to try to, I guess it's called, I can't remember now, inversion, whatever. But they were going to try to manually turn him so he could get in position so Jen could go through and carry out her birth plan of all-natural water birth. But her doctor said, oh, you can try all these different methods of, different exercises and things. Doing handstands in the pool will be fine. Anything that you can do. So, I forget what day it was, but we were down here at the homestead, and all of our hospital and doctors and everything were in Atlanta, about a three-hour drive. And we were at our neighbor's pool, and Jen was doing handstands. And I said, yep, that might just do the trick. That was probably about 7 or 8 p.m. in the evening. Well, come 3 o'clock, 6-7 hours later, Jen's water breaks, we pack up the car, and the dogs, and our suitcases, and everything else we might need. And yes, her water did break, and we made the 2.5 hour, because it was 3-4 a.m., no traffic, made the 2.5 hour drive back to Atlanta. And bless her heart, I got to the exit, and we just tried to, she says, well, we can turn right, we can turn left, we can go to the house, drop the dogs off, we can head back. And she says, no, we can go take the dogs off. So it was a pretty fun story. So it was good times. So we had fun. And she was a trooper, hung in there. So this time it's just a 35-minute drive to the hospital, so not too bad there, not a big deal. But yes, Christmas chick, got a busy day tomorrow with the thing. Hey, did you know we're giving away a chicken coop? We give away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet. And we're very proud for that. We got Brincy.com. Brincy.com has donated a beautiful $800 coop. Yep, $800 coop. And you can enter to win that sucker. All you have to do is send us an email to enter. No blogs to like, no comments to make, no pages to like, none of that nonsense. All you got to do is send me an email, and that is your entry. Contest@chickenwhisperer.net. Send me an email. Put coop contest in the subject line. That's coop contest in the subject line. Okay. And then in the email itself, I need your name, your shipping address, and your phone number. Down in the email, name, shipping address, and phone number. Yep. And then hit send. That is your entry. One entry per household. So again, if you and your husband have 19 kids all living in the same house, you can enter one time. If grandma lives next door and your aunt and uncle live down the street, then they can enter for you. But one entry per household, please. Lower 48 states only. And we're going to be giving this coop away on Good Friday. We will have a show. Good Friday at noon. Maybe a shorter show, but we're going to call the winner live on the radio show. That's always a hoot. You don't have to be listening live to win. You don't have to answer your phone to win because you will still win. I will contact you after hours. No worries there. So we wish you some good luck. We had over 4,000 people enter the coop contest last month. And we're definitely on our way to having about 4,000 enter this coop contest as well. And I know I've told you this before, but guess what? We're having a coop contest in April. Yep, a chicken coop contest in April as well. And so, hey, just like we say, we'll give more chicken coops away than anybody else on the planet. Gotta love it. So we've got a great show lined up for you today. I know that we've gotten information to her. We've got the emails over to Toby at Crazy K Farm, Crazy K Farm, out in Hempstead, Texas. And she is the founder of, Toby's going to be here, founder of Crazy K Farm, also the founder of, hey, an inventor of the Hen Saver Hen Aprons that everybody loves, and the Birdie Bra and the Birdie Booty and all these great products that she's come up with based on need for not only her chickens but other chickens all around the country. So gotta love that. And so she hopefully she'll now. Last I heard, I emailed her yesterday, emailed her today, and then I talked to a gentleman in her office, and she was on her way home from work, and she for a sick child. So he was going to email her and message her and give her all the information to call today. So I'm monitoring the lines, and hopefully she'll be calling in soon to tell us all about her products. And especially, she wanted to kind of do public service announcement to tell us about the dangers of waterproof hen aprons. Apparently, there's some that have popped up on the market. There has already been one injury associated with that, according to the owner and according to Toby, regarding being waterproof, does not breathe, so it's not good for the hens themselves as far as the health and letting the moisture and evaporate and, you know, when it rains, if they're wearing it when it rains, when they get wet. So there's an issue there. But also the waterproof aprons are very slick. And so the issue there is we've had one instance where the rooster mounted the hen and then slipped off, and the spur actually gashed and cut open the hen due to the slippery waterproof hen apron. So I know she wanted to stress that and tell us about that instance and why some of these hen aprons on the market may not be right for you. So she was going to share that and then talk about some of her other new innovative products she's come out with in the last 6 months. So we hope that she'll be able to. Who's watching the chimney smoke at the Vatican? Live webcam. How exciting. So they've got apparently the smoke signals over there. My understanding is that when they've decided, they do smoke out the chimney or something like that. I'm not a history buff, if you will. when the smoke turns white color, they made the decision. Anyway, y'all can explain that and talk about that in the chat room, which y'all are talking about. So they said that they were actually watching that, so nonetheless. But, yeah, so we're hoping that watching the phone lines that Toby will call in very shortly. She's got the number. If not, well, then we will just we'll try to return on Friday when Lily arrives, and we will actually do that. We've been talking with Tractor Supply, of course, one of our main sponsors here, and we're looking and trying to decide where we're going to go next on the Chicken Whisperer Tour. We had a great time down in Florida and Alabama this past tour. Met a lot of great folks, had some great turnouts. It was great, very successful. And Tractor Supply was really happy. So part of us kind of seems about going up to the Michigan area, maybe Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, maybe in that area. It also was mentioned that we might actually run up 95 into the Carolinas and Virginia. It was also mentioned that maybe we ought to try going to towns that are currently having debates about allowing chickens. So we talked about that as well. So it could be Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky area. It could be up to the Carolinas, South Carolina, North Carolina, maybe Virginia. Up in that area, let me see who's calling. And getting that done, of course. Or it could be, who knows, maybe out west towards Texas. But we are looking at when the next tour will be in May. May will be the next Tractor Supply tour we'll do, probably mid-May. And we will definitely let you know where we're going to be. That's always a fun time. It's great and educational. The Tractor Supply stores with our Getting Started with Backyard Poultry Workshop. And, of course, the book signing. And we have a great time meeting all the great fans and listeners that listen to the show. Let's see, there's one thing I was going to talk about, too, as well as that. We've got two events coming up here next in April. A great event you got to attend. It is worth, you know, even a several-hour drive, getting a hotel. It's awesome. The Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival, which is coming up in April. It's April 12th, 13th, and 14th. Let me look at the calendar here. March, April. Yep, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, Sunday the 14th. The main show is the 13th and the 14th. But I believe some activities start Friday night the 12th. Let me tell you about this festival. Over 25,000 people attend over the weekend. 25,000. This is a little town up in northern Alabama. Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival, Moulton, Alabama. Over 25,000 people attend. There's 15 different bands on three different stages playing throughout the day, which is awesome, and into the night. The big name bands play kind of in the evening, I believe. I believe last year one of the big names was the Kentucky Headhunters. Remember, if you remember that band back from the 90s, they were there. And a huge crowd for that one. There is a sanctioned ABA-APA, American Poultry Association, American Bantam Association sanctioned poultry show there as well with a big money payout. There's all kinds of vendors with crafts related to chickens, chicken contests, painting contests. There's an area, educational area, where kind of down in the homestead, I think they call it, where they have ironworks and all kinds of great stuff. Plus, they have an area where all kinds of folks, vendors, can come in and set up tents and have homemade goodies and all kinds of cool things that they've made, clothes that they made, you name it. We had a great time last year. We were under the, I think, what was it? What was the tent we were under? The sports good place. Jen, do you remember? Academy Sports tent where we were at, and it was great. Had a great sound system and a couple of sets of bleachers there. Filled it up every time. And what we do is basically four times on Saturday and four times on Sunday for 30 minutes. We cover different topics about backyard poultry, and it was a great time. So if you can make that, it was awesome. This year is going to be awesome. 25,000 folks, Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival. And then the weekend after that, the 20th, I'll be back in Mobile, Alabama. The Mobile Book Club's invited me down there for a Saturday event, and we're looking forward to that. You can probably Google that and find out some information about it. I should be here in the next week or two starting to give away tickets, family packs to the Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival. So we're looking at that, four ticket family packs to the Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival. So we'll probably start giving away tickets to that. Here shortly. So that's got to love that. I'm going to, let's see, we've got 12:24. I'm going to take a little commercial break here. I'm going to try to give Toby a call to see if I can get any updates there after the commercials. If there's any dead air, I apologize. But we were on go here, and I even got a phone call into a live person today when I called her. But she may be dealing with a sick child, whatever that means, cold, flu, or maybe going to the ER, just not sure. So give me just a second. I'll play a couple of ads here. I'm going to go and check and see if I can get in touch with Toby. And be it means just try to call her off the switchboard versus her calling in. So stand by. I'm going to see if we can't take down Toby to come on and join us. So stand by.
When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg candlers.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. You need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg candlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea. Technology you can trust.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I did get in touch with Henry over there in the offices at Crazy K Farm. And just to let you know, Toby works full-time. She has a PhD, and she's got a full-time job. Her husband, I believe, has a full-time job. And 100%, if you didn't know this, might make you feel better when you're purchasing from them, 100% of all the proceeds and profits from her Crazy K Farm goes to rescued animals. So she doesn't profit from any, and she's sold over 10,000 hen savers since she came out with them. They're just so awesome. And so she's got other products. She has products for cats and dogs, the whole nine yards. But when you order anything over there at crazykfarm.com, 100% of the profits goes to rescued animals, period. She does not put that money in her pocket. So I think that's always a great plus, and she truly cares about the animals that she's rescuing. So you got to love that. I will be hearing back here in the next 2 minutes, probably, from Henry. I know that she was coming home from work. She has a sick child. I think it's her 7-year-old daughter who may not be feeling well. So I don't know if she was en route to the school to pick her up from school, or en route for home, or she's going to school to pick her up and then coming home. But she is out and about. So based on, we know, just like with this show, and I hope for your life as well, family comes first. Especially if she has a sick child. So I any second, the phone hopefully will ring, or she will call in, and we will either continue the show with Toby, founder of Crazy K Farm, or we'll just go ahead and get on with our day and let all you guys escape to your wonderful day. Good to see the chat room again, and chat room is full. Want to say hello to everybody very quick here. We got Army Mom. Thank you very much for joining us again today. Christmas Chick, of course. Dragon Flyer, a long-time regular listener. I've met her, actually, at Cooptastic a couple of years ago. East Dallas Dave, I met in Dallas when we were doing the Purina Tour about 3 years ago. Nice to meet you and your family as well. Gerald, we've got several guests in the chat room. Thanks for joining us today. We've got Karen and Liz and Paul and Poet's Wife and Ralph. And I met Poet's Wife, yep, up in Nashville many, many times. And Ralph and Stephanie and Walter. One of these days I'll get up there to see Walter up in Connecticut. But I can assure you it will not be any time where we may have the chance of running into snow. Every time we talk to Walter or hear from Walter, there is snow involved. So I can assure you it won't be up there anytime there is snow involved. And when I do head up there, I'll be bringing a car hauler behind me, even if I have to rent a truck to do it. And I'll be picking up a really nice, beautiful Blazer, which Walter has promised me the keys to. So once I get up to Connecticut, I will have a car hauler with me to get up there to pick up that nice 4x4 black Blazer with the snow blade on the front. And we'll get it back down here to the south, and we'll fix it up like it should be. You know, 6-inch monster lift, you know, 44-inch, well, maybe not that big, 38.5-inch monster mudders on it, and some mud flaps, and a big 110-inch whip CB antenna. We'll get it up real nice. We'll show Walter how to fix that Blazer up the right way. So gotta love it. But no worries there. So we appreciate. Caleb has lunch, and he is going toot toot. He's got a little train. He loves trains, of course. But yes, Caleb is here. It is lunchtime. No fuzzy dice. I've never been a big fan of fuzzy dice, Poet's Wife. But yeah, we'll have a gun rack in there for sure. And no worries there. A big grill guard, got to have that on the Blazer, of course. And then but no, I've never been a big fuzzy dice fan. I don't think I've ever had fuzzy dice hanging from the rearview mirror. I've got Elvis. I've got like a little bobble. Instead of a bobble head, it's a bobble waist. Wouldn't you call it, Jen, a bobble waist when we were up in Nashville? Yeah, got to have a winch on the front grill guard as well, Christmas Chick, absolutely. Already has a CB in it. All righty, Walter, well, that's a little less I'd have to invest in that then. So, but does it have 1,000 watts of power? So when you key up and talk on the CB, it blasts everybody out of the way. But no baby shoes, no garter. But I got an Elvis hanging in my old truck. It's an 83 Ford F-150, and I've had it for 20 years.
And yeah, I got an Elvis, and Elvis hangs from the rearview mirror. And ready for this, folks? Instead of a bobblehead and the head bobbling around, there's actually a spring between the torso and the legs. So he's two pieces. And then so instead of the head bobbling, his kind of hips bobble back and forth as whenever you hit a bump. And with that old truck, that's pretty much consistent. So Jen calls it the butt shaker. So, I've got an Elvis and hanging from the rearview mirror and a little toy John Deere tractor. So Mr. Harris has a Buddha. I think it's a Buddha dog in his car. I'm not sure what a Buddha dog is. So you have to explain that to us in the chat room, Poet's Wife. So let's see, Liz Coop, she's waiting for her first coop to be delivered. It comes next week. Then we prep the site, get the pin and run set up. Can't wait for the girls' arrival in mid-April. Started pullets. I figured that the best way for a newbie to start, to get started pullets. She is so excited. I'm excited for you too, Liz. Well, we're supposed to get 25 baby chicks tomorrow as well, some layers. And so looking forward to that. By the way, Jen, they didn't come today, if you were wondering. So already went down to the post office. But all right, Liz, that is so fun, and what a great experience. We're glad you're a new time listener. And hey, don't sweat the small stuff, and it's not as hard as it might seem. And you're getting a good start listening to all the great experts we have on the show, like the Chicken Doctor on Monday and PhD Poultry Scientist on Thursdays, Richard Frudenberger on Thursdays, and the whole nine yards. So, yep, Caleb is in a good mood today. So, Christmas Chick says they got 50 long longhorns. Yeah, how about that? The Christmas Chick's getting into the meat business. But Christmas Chick got 50 longhorns, leghorns coming in next week, longhorns. Yeah. It's a dog sitting in the pose of Buddha in a robe. Okay, so that's what a poet's wife has, a Buddha dog. Okay, very good. And he has a statuette of Mr. Peabody. So Stephanie says, I'm still waiting for my man to help me build our coop before I even try to order my babies. And I understand that. You know, that what reminds me of, Stephanie, is that that reminds me of the snap-lock chicken coops. I've had at least on two occasions, some young ladies say, I want chickens, and my husband wants nothing to do with chickens. He said that I can do whatever I want to with chickens, but I have to do it myself, and I'm not going to cooperate one bit. And so they order the snap-lock chicken coops, which are snapped together. I mean, literally, the small one snaps together in about 15 minutes. I have that one in my backyard right now. I do not have the larger one they just came out with a couple of months ago, but it's the same kind of model. It snaps together probably in about, I'd say twice as long, maybe 30, 45 minutes. So you just snap together. No tools needed. No screwdriver, no hammer, no rubber mallet, no nothing. Just your two hands. So there you go, instant coop, not a worry in the world. So don't wait around for your man. If ladies, you know this, just because your husband says he's going to do it, he will do it. There's no need to remind him every 6 months. We will get around to it. No worries there, but yeah, this is just something that you can do on your own, and you wouldn't have to worry about getting your man to help you out. Get your coop, get that snap-lock chicken coop, get that thing put together, get that run up. Very simple to do, and then order those chicks. Go ahead and get it done. So no worries at all. Let me get over here to the phone lines and see. We've got someone who's called in. I'm not sure if it is Toby or not, because I don't have a let's see. I'll find out here in just a second. Give me just a second, folks. I'm going to check out that. Yeah, I think it is. So it says Texas. So let me go ahead and get out of this segment and get over to the next segment. And we will roll on with the radio show. So give me a second and clear out of this, reduce that, open that, close this. And it looks like we'll head over to the phone lines. I believe we got Toby on the line. Toby, is this you?
Yes, It's me.
Yay! How are you? Hey, I hope everything's thanks for calling in. I hope everything's okay with your daughter.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just, well, long story.
Is it still dealing with what you had talked about, the headaches and whatnot, and just or just a cold or?
Yeah, well, it is just a cold, but you know she has been diagnosed and she has pediatric migraines and esophoria, and when she gets a cold like this with a little fever, that could be a trigger for the migraines. So it is kind of related.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we will definitely, you've got everybody in listener land. We'll be lifting you up, lifting her up, and with vibes and prayers and everything else. And so we're thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to get you on. We've tried several times in your schedule. You travel so much, full-time job. I was telling people earlier that 100% of the proceeds from Crazy K Farm goes to rescued animals. So a lot of folks didn't know that. So I wanted to push that and let them know that. Very important when they buy from you to know that where their money is actually going. But I know there were at least two topics that you wanted to share with all of our listeners out there, and one was about some of your new products that you have out. We can cover a little bit about all of them, or one that you want to specifically talk about, but also something that's come to light here in the last few weeks is the waterproof hen aprons that have come on the market. We've already heard one disaster story about an injury. So wherever you would like to start with that, but folks, this is Toby. I will not attempt to pronounce your last name. I never do when you come on the show. But she is the founder of Crazy K Farm, Hempstead, Texas, and lots of great products. Visit her online, crazykfarm.com. And so wherever you would like to start, whether you want to talk about hen savers first and knock that out of the way and then talk about some new innovative products you have on the market.
Well, patience is not my virtue. So I'm going to actually tell you, and you are the first people to hear this. We are turning Crazy K Poultry and Livestock, which is the rescue arm, into a nonprofit.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yes. So now people can donate to help us with medical bills or food, and it'll be tax deductible for them to do that. And we're hiring somebody to help us out, which is going to lower our stress level significantly. And she will be in charge of feeding and caring for the animals twice a day. But this whole nonprofit thing is going to be fantastic.
When I call and talk to Henry, is that your significant other, a friend, a coworker? Who,
an employee.
Okay.
He's an employee. So Henry, I did mention to you, I guess last time I spoke, that I went back to work. So
correct. I told everybody that today.
Yeah, so I don't make a profit from this business. I never had. Now, if I leave, that means I have to hire somebody to do the work. So
correct.
I have hired Henry, who is a stay-at-home dad. And he's got a young son.
Because I know a lot of stay-at-home moms help you in the manufacturing of the hen savers.
Yeah.
I talked about that, which is awesome. So,
right?
So before we've had the proceeds go to rescued animals, but now instead of just purchasing products you already want, you need, and that you're getting, and knowing that those profits go to rescued animals, now you can it'd be a nonprofit. You can donate to them, but based on feed on these. And this, we're talking really any kind of animals, right? Or it's just basically poultry and beef.
Well, it is actually we don't actually have any cows. What we have are my daughter sings a little song. When people ask her what it is, she, you know, it's head, shoulders, knees, and toes. It's horses, donkeys, sheep, and goats. So we have that. And then we have, she made that up, we have chickens, ducks, and geese. And we have a lot of chickens, probably over 100 chickens. We have probably 50 ducks. And as much geese. So it's not huge, but believe me, they eat a lot. And they take up a lot of space and energy taking care of them.
From a lot of your posts, that of course, always are so entertaining on both the Crazy K Farm page and your personal, but it sounds like you have a lot of buzzards there as well. A lot of...
Well, 220 at last count.
200 vultures, basically, right?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of strange. One of the chickens died, and instead of eating her, they guarded her body. But somebody shot a vulture. It wasn't me, and that's against the law, certainly, and I would never do that. Because they're entertainment. I don't mind having them around that much. But somebody shot one, and it got eaten. So that's clearly not something that's going to work.
We had a couple of guests come down, I guess a couple of weekends ago, from Jen's old school, some of her co-workers, teachers, when she was up there in the brick-and-mortar school. And by no means are they, I would say, up in age, but they're getting ready to retire. And we were heading down the road, and that particular day they were several flying above, and one of them made the comment, and she said, I know I'm not looking my best today, but surely I don't look like I've got one foot in the grave yet. But everywhere I see these birds flying above me, and that's making me feel just a little bit worried. So surely I don't look that bad, do I, Andy? So, I know
funny.
Your comments about the buzzards you've got, 200 and something. They got the buzzards on your property.
Well, they showed up the day I went to the hospital. I had a very bad stomach flu, and my husband drops me off. I'm in bed, and I hear something banging on the door. It was usually it's a duck.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
a duck. It was a vulture. I couldn't believe it. And I opened the sliding glass door, and I looked around. And I'm like, oh, my God, I know I'm sick, but I'm not that sick. But they, hopefully some good will come of it, because we are finding a landfill. We have what appears to be corrupt politics, but we certainly have three commissioners who are completely ignoring their constituents, and they're bringing us this landfill. And it's being fought long and hard, and our contested case hearing with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality is going to be about these vultures, because they're vectors. And my avian, board-certified avian veterinarian, said point blank, if they put that landfill in, your chickens, geese, and ducks will be wiped out. Because she had asked me why we're seeing so much Clostridium and some other illnesses. It's costing a lot of time and energy and money to heal these sick animals. And I told her about the vulture. She went, oh, well, they are vectors for this. So we cannot handle this flock to double in size. And if that landfill goes in down the street, it will wipe us out. It'll kill all of our rescue animals. So we are fighting very, very hard on that basis. That's a good segue. So speaking of sick and injured animals, I have, and this happens quite often, people will call me and they'll say, well, can you make me a waterproof hen save, or maybe out of raincoat material? And I explain to them that they're called hen aprons / chicken saddles for a reason. And a saddle is intended primarily so that the rooster can grip on the chicken's back without hurting, on the hen's back without hurting her. ride, so to speak. And so they need to have some traction. And what I told her would happen, and in my research and development, we did start out by no means was it waterproof, but it was pretty slick material. And I ended up with a hen called Wingette, and her buddy or boyfriend or husband, mate, Drumsticks. Drumsticks jumped on her and slid down off that sort of silky kind of material and slid open her side, and I had to rush her to the emergency vet. And they had to sew her up. And I told her, look, anything that is waterproof, and I'm not talking water resistant, I'm not waterproof, if it's impermeable to water, it's going to be slick. And that's what's going to happen, because it happened to me. So we looked at it in our research and development, and it is a very dangerous item. Unfortunately, somebody recently did come on the market with one. And you'll say, well, that's just a competitor, and you just don't want to have somebody else competing against you. Absolutely not. There's plenty of people making hen aprons and chicken saddles out there. And I'm not even talking patent. I'm talking safety for your chicken. You don't want that to happen. So I explained this to this woman. She went out. She bought them and then called me in tears saying, why didn't I listen to you? My hen just got both of her sides slit open by my rooster spurs. I had bought these slick. I haven't seen them because I didn't order them. But what she told me they were like, she said they were like vinyl banner material. So I don't know. I really don't know what that is. But certainly if it's like the banners that I have out on my fence against the landfill.
Right.
It is super slick and very dangerous. So that's just a warning to everybody. And then she mentioned they were very, 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 very inexpensive. And I have nothing to say to that beyond, look, you're going to get what you pay for, period.
Right.
That's all there is to it. Just, you know, buyer beware. Be careful. Put the safety of your chicken first. That's all I ask.
How about the issue of breathability? There would be, you know, a moisture buildup. It wouldn't be able to breathe, which can't be good for the hens and their
skin. No. Yeah. You know, when we designed the Hen Saver, we wanted to make sure that it would lift up when they flapped their wings. So we have it, it's made a certain way. And that lifting is supposed to get air under there so they could do their dirt bath and get air underneath it. And if it gets wet, it will dry out. Because the last thing you want is mold and mildew on the back of your chicken. I mean, that's if they get a wound, which they can, you know, they can get a wound under the Hen Saver, it's unrelated to the rooster. But if they do just happen to get a wound, then it could fester. You know, at least with the Hen Saver, it'll get some air in there. It won't. But with some kind of waterproof material, I just can't see how that could be good.
Exactly. So I know you've sold an awful lot of these, and you've got, for the Hen Saver specifically, to make it kind of fun, different patterns, different, you've got some with predator eyes on them to try to deter the predators. And there's even stories where a hawk came down, and due to the Hen Saver, just kind of an added benefit. We know the initial benefit is to protect the hen from the over affectionate roosters, as we say in the commercial. But an extra added benefit. There have been eyewitness accounts of, you know, the hawk coming down and not being able to on initial approach be able to get those hens because of the Hen Saver. So some protection there.
Yeah, and we had we did lose one hen. We know of one hen that was lost with predator eyes, and she was taking a dust bath, and the hen apron had been over her head, lifted up and over her head, so the eyes were actually down on top of her on the other side. So that was sad. But it was certainly, it was because he couldn't see the eyes. And, you know, two things about that. One is that we have a copyright on it, obviously. We designed these very carefully with a man named Dr. Charles Preston, who is, I would say, arguably the world's authority in raptors. So if you do see another apron with those eyes on it, let me know. I'm going after them because those are registered to me.
Uh-huh.
I put a lot of time and effort into designing them, and I know they work, but they cannot be placed on a hen apron or chicken saddle without violating my rights. And, of course, and I'll tell you again, I've said it before, you can buy something from somebody else. Go ahead and do it. If you buy it from us, you're buying it with money that is going to be supporting other chickens. So you're giving medical care to rescued animals. And these aren't chickens I bought. These are rescued animals. These are things that are either dumped at my gate or placed by the SPCA. You know, we were on, when was it? I think 2010, we were on Animal Cops Houston. And not the violators, of course, but we are the forever home. 424 hens that were seized during a cockfight.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
You got to hate that. You say, every now and then I'll see something in the news about once a quarter about that still, you know, still going on and the money that it's exchanged and things like that. So
horrible.
And it happens all over the United States, not just here in the South, as some people may like to stereotype, but it happens. It definitely happens all over. So. The Hen Saver Hen Aprons, folks, you can find at hensaver.com or, of course, crazykatefarm.com, and you can take a look at those. There's many different selections. And, of course, you even have some that are pink, and a percentage of those proceeds go to breast cancer research, I understand.
Yes. We've been giving those proceeds to a place called The Rose, and we just select different places, but The Rose was our latest recipient. And what The Rose does is offer free mammography and treatment to indigent women. So somebody who doesn't have money should not be dying of breast cancer because they don't have money. That's crazy.
Correct. I agree.
So they were our latest recipient.
Very good, very good. That's awesome. So again, not only are you getting some good quality products that you probably need or want anyway, but you're helping out a first time you heard it right here today, a nonprofit, and proceeds go to rescued animals. Or if you buy the pink ones, some breast cancer research or cancer-related homes and things like that. So got to love that, and that's crazykfarm.com. Tell us about, because I know that your most recent product that you've released was the, I believe it was the Birdie Booty.
Correct.
And so it was, of course, with when you hear things all about Bumblefoot having to do, you know, surgery on the Bumblefoot or treating the Bumblefoot, or, oh, they have an injury, I don't want it to turn into Bumblefoot, so I want to keep it clean, I want to keep it wrapped, or I had to do surgery. And, you know, you think about chickens, how important their feet are. That's why, again, a lot of them are cold when they have foot and leg problems when they're little, because, you know, imagine they're 2 feet. That's how they protect themselves. That's how they get around. That's how they scratch for feed, the whole nine yards. So we often see when there is a Bumblefoot issue, you know, you try to use the gauze from the store and it gets nasty, and then you have to rewrap it all the time and it still gets dirt, and they're walking around in poo a lot of the time. And so this was a great, I think, product that is custom made. It slips right on there. It's made out of neoprene, which, of course, is kind of like what I understand the diving suit, I think, material. So
yeah, like
tell us. Wetsuit. So tell us a little bit about that, because I know a lot of our listeners have dealt with foot problems, foot surgery, Bumblefoot injuries. They need to protect it about this new product, your newest product, the Birdie Booty.
Yeah, so basically I had a chicken with Bumblefoot, and I took him into the vet, and the vet took vet wrap, and she showed me how you had to pre-stretch the vet wrap, put it on, and then she kept telling me, whatever you do, don't get it wet because it'll contract and can cut off its blood supply and cause all kinds of issues. So, well, what else can I use? Well, there's nothing else. You can put a lot of padding in there so maybe if it gets wet and contracts, it won't hurt them. Well, that immediately set the light bulb off over my head. I need to keep it dry, and I need to find something to keep it dry. I know there was a woman several years ago who was making duck booties out of neoprene. So I gave me the idea for the neoprene. And they were sort of a one-size-fits-both-feet sort of things. So I looked at my chickens, but I actually went on the Internet and took out diagrams of chicken bones to see where just looking at the foot and seeing over and over again what the shape of the foot is. And immediately you can see that the left foot and right foot are like humans, right? They're not the same. So you need to make a left booty and a right booty. And then I went out into my girls in the field, who were not all that happy about it, because they didn't have Bumblefoot at the time. But I worked and figured out how long each toe had to be so that the toenails would be able to stick out so that they could scratch and perch. We figured out, went back to the vet with my prototype. We figured out we needed to make it a little bit sort of wider from top to bottom so that we could put the packing of the packing of materials in there. And so she sort of packed it on the chicken and saw how I had to change it yet again. And then we ended up with a one-size-fits-most standard breed chicken booty. And what the beauty of it is, it keeps the wound dry and it keeps the staff out. Chickens are going to walk and poop. They're going to scratch. But what you don't want to do is seal it. And the duck ones were sealed that I saw. These are not sealed. Because my veterinarian told me, do you remember how parrot chicken, you talked about parrot chicken last summer, standing in her water bucket. She says, that is one of the ways that pet chickens cool themselves off is through their feet. So you want to be very careful to make sure that you don't keep it completely airtight because it'll overheat. So that's why we opened up the toes. We put seams are on the inside so that they're rigid to keep the toe open in a round position so that the air can circulate. And even so, I would say, if it's really, really hot out and it's 108 degrees, the chicken bubble should be inside anyways at that point. You don't want them to overheat. But we've got some rave reviews, and we got contacted by somebody who's working with the Humane Society, and they're going to test a version of it with raptors. So we're going to make it a birdie booty for raptors who get bumble feet, and we'll see how that works out.
That'll be great too. So going a different kind of a different aspect other than just chickens, you'll have the for raptors as well. That's cool. I'm going to have to get you in touch with a lady I know here in Atlanta who deals rescues and hawks and owls, and she does a lot with that nonprofit as well, and she's a great lady. And so I'm going to have to get y'all in contact with each other, because she'd be right up your alley as far as that kind of stuff, because she's been doing it for years. She's pretty well known, so I'll have to make sure I send you a forward email with her information. And of course, there's some talk in the chat room right now about the birdie bra. We can cover that, and I can let you get on to taking care of your family and your daughter. Hopefully she's will feel better. But what is a bra? Whose bra? A chicken bra? A birdie bra? What's that about regarding the pendulous crop?
Yeah, so what's really interesting about it is, when you apply for a patent, in case you don't know this, when you apply for a patent, you get denied. That's what happens. Then most people go away and they don't get their patent. I always fight and I get my patent. And when I first had filed this patent for the birdie bra, it was denied on the basis of that it looked like a harness, that it was a harness and it would support the chicken. No. It doesn't support the chicken. And I actually, when I wrote this to the examiner, I said, no, it supports the chicken's crop, much like a brassiere supports a woman with pendulous bazooms. Completely different animal. Had no understanding of what this thing did.
Right.
So it's not a harness to support your chicken. It's to support a pendulous crop. And once the crop, there's two things. One is called crop stasis. The crop slows down. When a chicken gets sick, very often, unrelated to its digestive system, the digestive system will still slow down. When that happens, the chicken keeps eating. Well, you want to make sure that you have pressure on the crop so that the food continues to go into the stomach. If it reaches a point where it's pendulous, the muscles of the crop get stretched out, and the chicken can starve to death, because it's not ever going to get the food out of that what's now a pocket.
Right.
So lift that pendulous crop up and put it back where it should be. And in that case, very often the chicken will have to wear a crop bra for life, which is why we offer them in different colors. You don't want your chicken to be a fashion violation. She should be changing colors.
Yes, absolutely. So. No white after Labor Day.
That's right.
So you've got, okay, some two questions in the chat room. Is this for life, for the remaining life of the chicken regarding the pendulous crop? And we'll back up for a second. Do you make the birdie booties for chickens like Silkies that may have five toes?
Okay, so first of all, for life, possibly. If the muscle is stretched out to the point where it will never contract again, yes. But that is not usually the case.
Okay.
And also, if you have a sick bird that will be sick for a very long period of time, they would have to wear that for a very long period of time. I have Silkies here, rescued Silkies, believe it or not, yes. And I have not had to make them a birdie booty. And I kind of work on the basis of perfect one and then move on to the next size and version. But when I looked at their toes, the way I would do it is, if you look at the fifth toe, it's very close to the fourth toe. And in that case, we would modify the current booty where those two would probably be in the same sleeve, because they're so tiny that I think making two extra sleeves for the two toes would cause it to be too uncomfortable for the bird and affect their ability to walk and perch. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. If you have a Silky with bumblefoot and you need one, then you need to just send us a note. And I'll start doing some R&D on my girls. And when that happens, when something happens like this where I end up making a size that I have never made before, we will do the iterations for free. So if I send it to you and it doesn't fit, you tell me how it doesn't fit. You send it back to us and we keep working on it. And so you become one of our developers in a sense. And we just keep going until it's perfect. And that's what's so nice about having so many customers is we've done, with the kitty harness, with the kitty holster, we've made lots of customs for paralyzed cats. We could do it all because we're here. You know, we're here on a farm with lots of rescued animals, and there are a lot of rescued animals that love to be handled and really seem to enjoy, and if not enjoy, they certainly don't mind working for a living by helping me out with the R&D.
Absolutely. And then, of course, any other products real quick? Of course, we're going to let you go. You wanted to tell our listeners about that you carry for their chickens.
Yeah, well, I wanted to mention the new color because it's selling like hotcakes, and I absolutely adore it. It's a red bandana, and we had it printed on khaki fabric. So it's like a chicken yard bandana, for lack of a better word. And I just think it looks really excellent on white chickens and on black chickens. Just stunning. So we want you to have a look on the website and look at that pattern and see what you think about it.
Okay. We'll definitely do that. That's over at the crazykfarm.com?
Either way, if you go to Crazy K Farm, on the front page, you'll see that there's two businesses. One is Crazy K Farm Pet and Poultry Products. You would click into that. That could get you into our store, into our products, or hensaver.com, which is this product. And then on the other side of the page, you'll see Crazy K Poultry and Livestock. That's the rescue side. And I just want to say, once it goes to a nonprofit, what happens if we make a profit? We're not allowed to make a profit. The money has to go somewhere. And I can't build up a vet fund. It has to be spent at the end of the year. And so we've made the decision that we will just support other foundations and organizations. If we end up making too much money, you're still going to help rescued animals. In fact, I don't think it's a stretch to say that we're going to try to use that money to end atrocities to animals, because I don't know if you've seen this, but I wrote on my Facebook page, I was crying like a baby when I saw what the Chinese are doing to the Asian bears. They put them in crush cages so they can't move. Then they open they put a hole in their side into their bile ducts, and they take their bile, and they leave that open with a straw in it for the entire life of the animal, who can't move. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
First of all, I don't want to say something that's going to offend a nation, but that alone, I will never have anything manufactured in China. I can't give money to a country that will permit that.
Right.
I can't do it. Second of all, I will help, if we make this profit, I will go out looking for things like that, where I feel we can make a huge difference in animals' lives, whether they're poultry or bears that have been taken out of the wild and put in crush cages and being... Oh, it's just horrible. The excruciating pain they're in their whole lives.
Absolutely. Well, that's so good. I'm glad you announced today before anybody else that, hey, you're 503 doing the nonprofit thing. So even though up to this point the purchases have gone to rescued animals there on your farm, feed and vet bills and taking care of them properly and things like that, is that now when they make a purchase, still they're purchasing from a nonprofit, but also they can make donations that can go towards feed and vet care and doctor bills and transportation and things like that. So that's got to let a lot of people know that, hey, not necessarily doing it because I know you had gone back to work and you've got your PhD, but so it's not necessarily here, buy from me. I want to make more money. It's, hey, buy from me because I'm doing good things. I'm rescuing these animals and we take them to the vet. We've talked about that before. You've got a great certified avian vet you take your birds to whenever they need it for surgeries and treatments and things like that. Not any type of home remedies or nothing. They're getting the care they need from the experts. So we commend you on all of that, and we thank you for coming on today. I know you were heading home from work and picking up your child from school and doctoring her up to get her feel better and dealing with the landfill that's going to be around the corner from you and this new diagnosis for your child. Busy. So we appreciate you coming on today. And like I said in the email, you're welcome to come on anytime. You've got new information or studies or different things that have happened with other products you need to make light of for our listeners to know and educate them. You're more than welcome to come on, Toby.
Well, thank you. I hope I wasn't too provocative here, but we're going to try to do some right in the world, and I think Crazy K Farm is positioned to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so too. As long as I've known you, you've been that way, I think. So it's good to have you as a longtime sponsor. And again, you're welcome anytime. And we wish you and your family and your daughter a good recovery. And
thank you. And
power to the poultry with you and all that you do with your new nonprofit.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at WareMFGInc.com. That's WareMFGInc.com, or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Today's special guest segment is brought to you by NatureWise Natural Poultry Feeds by Nutrina. NatureWise Natural Poultry Feeds by Nutrina are the natural choice for nutritionally balanced feed for your flock and contain only fresh, wholesome ingredients. Learn more at NutrinaNatureWise.com. That's NutrinaNatureWise.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
All right, thank you very much for staying with us today. But hey, nonetheless, we had a little bit of delay earlier in the show, but we got Toby on, and it was so good to hear her and learn about the waterproof hen aprons that are out there, about why you may want to spend your money elsewhere and prevent maybe some injury to your chicks and maybe some unhealthy side effects from them not being able to breathe underneath the apron and whatnot. So, hey, what do they say? Buyer beware. Also talked about some of her products. One of her most recent, of course, the Birdie Booty and the Birdie Bra, which apparently does not come in a front hook and back hook combination. It's, I guess it's a one size fits most. So I had to clarify that as well in the chat room. So, hey, we've got a little contest to do right now. If you are a good student, if you were studious and you entered the Chicken Whisperer classroom on time today before the Chicken Whisperer shut the door when the late bell rang, then you got today's early bird secret password. Yes, early bird secret password. That's what we want to know. Do you know the early bird secret password. All righty. So, if you got it today, if you were on time as the show was starting, I announced the early bird secret password for today, and you're going to win your choice. Well, a combination. You get both a Chicken Whisperer t-shirt, ever so popular. We've sold, I don't know, just hundreds, if not thousands over the years. Early bird chicken chat room. And you get a Chicken Whisper t-shirt. And we got youth sizes now. First time in over 5 years, we have youth sizes. So if you want that, great. You get Chicken Whisper t-shirt and a Chicken Whisper bumper sticker. Chicken Whisperer bumper sticker. So go ahead and if you know today's early bird secret password, give us a call. 347-637-3237. I just cleared the switchboard. 347-637-3237. And give us a call. We'll take caller number five. Caller number five, so you got to have fast fingers. I got a bunch of t-shirts to mail today. Since I live in a very, very, very small town, the post office has reduced their hours. They're open now, I think, from 11 to 3. That's it, versus the 8 to 5 that we used to have, I guess. But I've got to get these down there. I've got 3:05. What do you mean you're closed? Oh, yeah, new hours, cutbacks. Okay, well, I'm not even going to go there. I want to end the show on a positive note. So if you got today's early bird secret password, go ahead and give me a call. Call number 5-347-637-3237. You'll want a Chicken Whisper t-shirt and a Chicken Whisper bumper sticker. I guarantee you, these shirts, if you have one, you know, hear comments all the time from people, you know that they are a conversation starter and a fun conversation starter. So hey, if you win the shirt, also get a picture of you, maybe holding one of your chickens with the shirt on, and then post it over on our Facebook page. All right, let's get over here to call number five. And away we go. Call number five, you're live on the air, calling from area code 214. 214. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
This is Dave from Dallas, Texas.
East Dallas, Dave. All righty. Thanks for giving us a call today. Let me see here. What do you think today's early bird secret password is?
Tractor.
You are 100% correct. It is tractor, my friend. Now, I know you're in the chat room, so if you will, because I've got everything right here, because I'm getting ready to mail shirts out, instead of sending me that email, if you have the capability, just go ahead and send me all the in an instant message here. Let me get over here, and I see East Dallas Dave. There you are. I'll go ahead and initiate that. There you go. I sent you over a private message from the chat room. If you'll just send me back, put in your name, shipping address. I don't need your phone number, Dave. Just a name and shipping address, the size shirt you want, and then and if it's not working in the chat room, then that's fine. You can email me. You know the drill there. Your name and your shipping address, and then I need the size shirt you want. Now, you can go if you want adult. Of course, we have small, medium, large, extra large, and extra, extra large. Small, medium, large, extra large, and extra, extra large for the adults. And then youth, I think we have extra small, small, medium, and large. Extra small, small, medium, and large in the youth. You can go to our website, too, and take a look at the sizes we have if you didn't catch that. But if again, if you don't get the message via the chat room, then you can just send that information over via email, and that shirt and bumper sticker will go out today. Got to get to the post office before 3. Sending out a whole boatload of shirts today to all these folks that have purchased. So, again, hey, great show today. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks, Toby, for coming in, founder of Crazy K Farm and the Hen Saver, Hen Apron, hensaver.com, for joining us today. And remember, no show tomorrow. We've got pre-op tomorrow with Jen, and the show Friday is questionable, but depending on if they start the C-section on time, we get back to our room, we kind of get settled with everything, we might try to have a short show on Friday with HD video so you can see the new Chicken Whisper family member. That'll be this Friday. I hope we can do that, folks. It just depends, you know, on how everything ends out panning out. So
No show tomorrow for sure. We'll return on Friday. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer, and over on Twitter at Backyard Poultry is our Twitter name over there. So please join us, and we thank you very much for tuning in. Remember, you can listen to the archives of any show we've ever had. We're approaching 800 episodes, 5 years of broadcasting, thousands of listeners over at blogtalkradio.com, zoom.com, podcast.com, and of course, iTunes.com. So we thank you for tuning in today. Hope you have a blessed day, and we'll see you hopefully Friday right here, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.